what I want to do is kind of like reverse engineer the Great Pyramid for people by taking you on a trip, if you will, like in your imagination.
All right.
So that we can kind of get a grip on what really took place in this universe. Now, as I was saying, that little book of Seven Thunders refers to seven universes, because every universe begins in a star density compaction, and then there's a creative amptrictic energy released that explodes it, like the Big Bang. It's the Big Bang is right. The scientists have that right. But that Big Bang explodes out into a universal construction, and it goes, expands like it. The scriptures even say that God stretches forth the heavens, and that's exactly what happens. There's a stretching of this stardust, if you will, from a compaction that spreads out and creates a universe. And then there's a signal that goes out, and then it retracts. And that's why it says in the Bible he rolls it up like a scroll, because it goes back to a star compaction, only for him to build another one. So there's been seven constructions that have come and gone. We're in the eighth, but in our universe, there was a calamity. There was a catastrophe that happened amongst the messengers themselves that caused a great destruction. And we're still not recovered from that yet. Now, let me take you all on a trip.
Let's go.
All right. Try to imagine, everyone, that there's three starships. We're on one of them, okay? And there's one to our left and one to our right. And we're flying through interstellar space, through dark space. Now, the angels can fly beyond the speed of light because they know how to fold space. So when you fold like a piece of paper, you cut the distance from one end to the other. So the angels actually fly beyond the speed of light, so they can travel vast distances.
And are they in a craft or not?
They're in a craft.
They are, okay.
They are in a craft. They're in chariots. They're called chariots, the chariots of the cherubim, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You see it in 1 Chronicles 28:18. They fly the universal construction in craft. So let's just say all of us and all of the listeners are on one craft, and to the left is another craft with another group of people, and then one to our right with another group of people. And so we're flying, and we see off in the distance a light, and we head towards that light, and that light happens to be our galaxy called the Milky Way. And we're going there on a mission, and the mission there that we're going on is to create life. We are creators.
That's our job.
That's our job. We're creators. Now, the ship on the left, they're not creators. They're part of our team, but they have a different job. And the team to the right, they're on our team too, but they're different. They have a different responsibility, but they're also messengers.
All right.
And we fly into this galaxy, and we're looking for a place where we can create life, because the universes are made for subatomic life.
So we're looking for planets like Earth.
Yes. We're looking for a place where we could create subatomic life, because right now we're experiencing subatomic life, because we're seeing the physical world is a low acceleration of the energy of God, okay?
All right.
And his energy is so pure and perfect that if we were to stand in it, it would destroy us, because we just couldn't take it. So the extremities of the universe are like the wombs, like a womb, where life is created, and the purpose of that life is to transcend and move towards back the dimension of the heaven of all heavens, which is God's domain, the domain of I am. Okay, so we're on this mission to start life, and our race, our team on that one ship is called the Ophans, okay? And plurally, it means, it should be explained as Ophanim. And the team to our left are called the Cherubim. And the team to the right are called the Seraphim. There's three of us. And we're flying into the Milky Way, not into the center, but into the extremities. Like if you see the planet Saturn, it kind of looks like the way our universe, or our galaxy, I should say, is shaped.
Now, do we know where we're headed, or are we scanning for planets like Earth?
We're actually scanning for a base camp.
Okay.
And the base camp that we select is a place called Arcturus. It's mentioned in the book of Job, and that's where we're setting up. Now, the cherubim, they're setting up in the belt of Orion, and the seraphim are in a different place, and it's escaping me right now. I can't remember that. It'll come to me in just a minute. But
all
they're
right.
Setting up in a different place.
Okay.
And each one of those groups has a different responsibility. The cherubim they're going to watch over the creation. The seraphim, they kind of like are keeping the records. And the ophanim are the creators.
Okay.
They're the creators that operate under the mighty hand of Yah Va'el, the Father.
So somewhere along the line, there is a divine creator.
Yah Va'el is the Father, but he is the personification of I am that I am. Okay, he's the personification. And Yah Va'el decides that they're going to leave that base camp with 144,000 messengers. And those messengers are going to go with him into this current solar system, this solar system that we're in.
All right.
And there they decide, and it is written in the book of Genesis where it is said, let us make man in our image. Let us. Who is us? Us is the angels.
Yep.
Let us make man in our image. So it's the Ophanim angels called Elohim, which is the generic name for angels. Elohim could relate to cherubim, seraphim, or Ophanim, but it's spoken generically. And so the Ophanim, the 144,000, have left the rest of the ship at Arcturus, and there, that office that was chaired by Yah Va'el is now requested to be chaired by a cherubim angel. And that cherubim angel is his name is Lucifer.
Uh-huh.
And he requests to stand in the Morning Star office. And the Morning Star is mentioned in several places. One, Jesus Christ is called the Morning Star, and so is Lucifer called the Morning Star. And the reason that they're both called the Morning Star is because Lucifer was a glorious angel of great power, and he advanced in his accelerations to be given the honor of taking on the chairmanship of the Morning Star office. So he went over to Arcturus from the belt of Orion, and he chaired the office over the Ophanim that remained there. Now, the 144,000, along with Yah Va'el, went into the solar system, our solar system, and there they created life on this planet, and that includes humans.